Howdy, everybody. Brian here from QuantLabs.net. Just wanted to let you know a few things. First, we're doing our sale. We've got a new page, QuantLabs.net/Python3, to get the Python course. Price goes up Monday, and after that, Tuesday, it will be $299. All right, so another important topic I have not covered yet. Just give me a second here while I get the title. Okay, so I'm putting up a new video on my back end of my memberships area site, and the title is Limit Your Daily Trading Cap or Loss During Your Live Trading Session. Depends upon what you're trading. If you're doing crypto, it'd be 24 hours. If you're doing something like options, or just let's say New York stock, that's obviously 8 hours. And typically what you want to do is put a cap on how much money you make. Typically, most popular way is 1% every day. And from there, you should be able to grow your account. Now, chances of getting 1% every day, who knows? But if you can at least get a positive trending equity curve, you should be good, because you're making money in the long run. On the downside, you have to put some form of risk or some sort of limit. So if you are just constantly trading and you're not putting a daily target on the upside or the downside, chances are it's pretty well a law of probability that will tell you on the downside, if you don't put a cap, it may just go down, 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 like a few days ago where the market just basically was a falling knife environment. So you don't want to take on too many losses, because then you will lose your profit for, let's say, the week or the month. The other thing is, on the upside, people go, why would you limit your profit every day? Let's say 1%, because chances are, if you're running with an automated strategy or bot, and you let it run over a 24-hour period, 8-hour period, whatever your trading session is, chances are it may reach your profit target. But then the markets turn against you after you get your target and you continue trading, and then you start to lose that target or the profit from that daily target. Or the other scenario is you hit a peak level, which is your daily target on the upside, and you think, oh, the market's looking pretty good, I should be able to make more. So you let the strategy run. And what happens is the law of probability will always tell you, but I'm averaging about 75% from what I'm seeing. That 75% chance that you hit your daily profit, your upper limit, and you try to keep over trading now, guess what? You have a 75% probability you won't be able to retain that profit. So you're better just to shut down and just reset everything and wait it out again for your next trading session. Just a tip, I'm going to have a video on this for the Python to set those target levels. I would recommend you to get on that course, because that what I've just described on the Python side, part of that you will need to get. Yeah, here, let me just get the page up right here. So quantlabs.net/python3, because that course is part of that, what I just described to do the automated daily limit on the up and down side to protect your profit and minimize your loss, and just shut down, reset again. So I'm just putting it out there. You do what you want to do, but that's what I'm seeing. If you want to continue to hopefully reach that 1% each and every day. All right. Hopefully I'll talk to you later. Have a good day.